Big Sloth.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 No, laid.
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 Stop. Laid.
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 It's laid.
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 All right, without further ado, welcome to episode 31 of Potato Salad Marmalade. I'm your co-host, Sean, and over there is my handsome co-host,
Carter.
Carter. He is now a second grader, no longer a first grader, and that is a wonderful treat for the family. We're excited. He's excited. Next year's going to be rad. Back in the classroom. But today, we've got some stuff we want to talk about. We're going to see the return of Either Or, a format in the past that's worked really great for us. And we're really going to enjoy it, so we're looking forward to doing it for you once again. Carter, how do you feel about Either Or?
Great.
What is it about Either Or that you like?
That you can choose one or the other.
Yeah. So let's make an example. Do you like camels or do you like scorpions?
Camels.
Why?
Because they take their time and I do.
So you're like a camel?
Uh-huh.
Who would be like a scorpion?
Who would rush all the time? You. Because sometimes you're late.
I'm always rushing because I'm late?
Yeah, because you sleep a lot.
I sleep so much, but that's not the only secret you're going to find out about me over the course of this show. All that and more on this week's episode of Potato
Salad
Mar
Ma
Laid.
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 Get it. We're back.
Yes, we are. Cha-chow.
Cha-chow.
Cha-chow is right. Today's episode is episode 31 of Potato Salad Marmalade, and what we're looking to do is Either Or. It's a format that Carter and I are big fans of, and it gives us an opportunity to look into the world that we are currently in and examine things that we currently like. And what is one of those things that we like, Carter? Either Or. No, man. Last week we did Oceans versus
pools.
And that was something that we were like, hey man, which do you think will win? And you said
pool. And it did.
Because
they're great.
What?
There are no sharks that can bite you.
They can't show up in the pool?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
How sure?
Very sure.
What if I told you I've seen a pool shark? And he was at the pool hall playing pool.
Let me guess, you're messing around with me.
Well, no, pool shark is a word, or is a term. It's someone that is playing a game of billiards, pool, like, you know, pool hall, pool, with a stick and a cue in pool. And they're really good, and they're taking people's money. They're pool sharks.
Oh.
So, enough about pool sharks. Let's talk about the real thing, Carter. Let's talk about why we're here today. Let's talk about either or. Let's make some serious choices. Let's make choices. So, you're in the pool. You gotta make a choice. Are you gonna get on a pool float? Or are you gonna get yourself a pool noodle?
Pool float.
Tell me why.
Because then I I could float, then I could get the pool noodle as like a little saber.
Yes.
To defend myself from being attacked by water.
Attacked by water?
Like stopping it.
What else would anyone else attack you? Is there anyone else in the water that's a threat to your safety?
Pool sharks.
Pool sharks. So there's a man in the water with a pool cue playing billiards?
Yep.
That pool shark. We'll call him Ernesto.
Yep, Ernesto the pool shark.
Well, so you hit him with a pool noodle. So you're going to say, pool float, and then you're going to grab the fun noodle.
And then just whack him with.
So you're just going to whack him with it?
Yep.
Anyone else hanging out in the pool with you? Who's there?
Probably Nanny and Chrissy. You, probably could be Colton.
Yeah.
The new baby Colton, he's so cute.
Yeah, is he the cutest baby you've ever seen?
Yep, I just want to hug him right now, even though he's asleep.
Yep, he's in bed. Babies go to bed early.
Yeah.
Every time grown-ups and big kids want to party. So, that's pretty fun. Okay, we're going to talk some more. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we got here to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
By a car.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also gotten to Florida in the past via plane. Would you rather either or, plane or car?
I prefer both because car I could take savvy, but it takes a long time. So I'd prefer plane because it takes like a couple hours or so.
So what do we do with savvy? And for anyone just that doesn't know, Savvy's our dog, our French bulldog.
Yeah. He's the cutest dog in the world.
Yep. She is a 30-pound French bulldog, so she can't go... First off, she can't go under the plane because dogs with short snouts aren't allowed to go under the plane. And she's too heavy to go under the seat. And we can't buy her a ticket because you're not allowed to do that anymore for dogs. So what will we do with her? What do you think, Carter?
I think we should just put her on a diet and put her in a cage or a kennel that we can hold, and we can just hold it for the trip, and then we can get off and, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I get you. So basically, if I'm hearing you correctly, and this is me just...
We should just have our own...
We should have our own plane. Let's just get a plane.
Yeah. Let's just get a plane once we have enough money and just, like, fly it to Florida when we want to.
Let's just get
Maybe I'll be the captain.
Yeah, maybe you can sit up front with the captain.
Aye, aye.
Yeah, I'm going to be... Carter, for the record, just saluted.
Mm-hmm.
He saluted. Salute again. Yeah, right there.
Aye, aye.
Looks just... Oh, he punched the arm for the microphone. All right. Golf cart versus car.
Golf cart.
Ooh, controversy here, because you're a big fan of the car, a big fan. And for the trip down, we moved your seat from the right side of the car to the left side. So you're sitting behind the driver for this trip. And how was that?
Nice.
You liked it. Why did you like that?
Because I could actually see the driver in their map, so I could know if we're close or not.
Exactly. So you knew how far we were, but you also got to see what, you know, mommy or I saw mm-hmm. on the trip. Now, you said golf cart right now in mm-hmm. the either or. Why would you pick golf cart?
Because you can, if you sit in the back, you can actually look at the back of what the golf cart is seeing on its back.
So is this the first time you've ever seen a golf cart, Uncle Derek and Aunt Chrissy's golf cart?
Yeah.
What do golf carts do? What are they for?
Golfing.
Okay, so like...
But pretty much this is like a grandfather community. A lot of people have the golf carts, so pretty much I prefer a golf cart. I might live here... Live in this
community one day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice community.
If the community actually gave you a gave you a golf cart and some keys to unlock certain areas, that'd be nice.
It would be nice.
I just want a golf cart and a boat to drive around with my golf cart with a tow hitch that attached to the boat that to tow around, and then I'll just... Oh, wait, I think I'd rather have a ski than a boat.
Okay, so that's... How about this? Right now, would you rather have a Sea-Doo or a boat?
A Sea-Doo literally goes in the pool.
No, Sea-Doo goes in on a lake or the ocean.
No.
Or a boat.
Sea-Doo is a company that sold a little thing that goes in the pool, that goes underwater, and it's literally a motorcycle.
No,
I'm not kidding.
I know that they may have made that, buddy, but Sea-Doo is the name of the company that also makes... what is the name of the thing? Okay, what is the one that goes on the water then, Carter?
A jet ski.
Fine, a jet ski. Would you rather a jet ski or a boat?
Jet ski. Easily, so I could just turn it all the way up, and then I'll just jet ski to a different island, or just go from Maryland to Florida.
Yeah.
Instead of going to Maryland, to Virginia, to North Carolina, to South Carolina. Well, we did see South on the border on the way.
What comes after South Carolina? Do you remember? What
Florida.
State? Nope. Missing one
oh,
state.
Oh, yeah. Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia was
yep.
next.
But we already have Savannah, so we don't need to go to Georgia.
Savannah is the dog's name. Yep. Very good.
Little Frenchie.
Our little Frenchie. Oh, man. You are a crazy little guy. All right, so you want the jet ski. Mm-hmm. What would you do if I told you you could have a hovercraft jet ski or a jet ski? So you could have one that, like, was in the water, but it gave you a jet pack, and you'd fly in the air while hooked to it. Or a regular jet ski, which would you have?
Regular jet ski.
Why?
Well, because it can go faster than that.
So you want to go fast?
Yeah.
Okay, so what if I gave you a rocket boat or a jet ski?
Jet ski.
Well, you wanted to go fast.
Jet ski is super fast. It's not like it's at the speed of light fast.
Huh.
If a car could go at the speed of light, it'd probably be... Probably a Porsche would probably be the fastest jet ski on land.
Okay, that makes sense.
A car is literally a jet ski on land.
So when you're in the car, you were watching movies and you started to watch a classic. But you stopped because you decided you wanted to talk and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
What movie were you watching?
Ghostbusters.
What did you think when you, what did you think of Ghostbusters?
Great.
What was the funniest part that you saw before you turned it off?
That the guy was like, let's try and communicate with him. With the ghost.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny because it was not correct.
Yeah, it wasn't correct. It was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible idea. All right, ready? Back to either or. Let's, Sonic or McDonald's?
Sonic.
What was it about Sonic today that you enjoyed so much?
The grape with nerds. Slush.
Yeah, so...
It was amazing.
Okay. So you liked grape with nerd slush. What do you like more? Grape with nerd slush? Like a slush from Sonic? Or do you like a 7-Eleven Slurpee?
Gonna say Slurpee because you can't, like, actually choose your own because there are certain mixes that can be done, but not all.
Yeah, but there are a lot of different options at Sonic.
But I'd say seven, the Slurpee, because Slurpee, I gotta say, I believe every week or so they change the flavors in there.
Yeah, they do change them quite a bit.
And plus, Speedway does have the stuff. When I had the Gamer Fuel one, that made me go override.
You didn't go override in Gamer Fuel. You became polite and inquisitive. You asked questions for 4 hours. You basically interviewed your mother and I about everything in the history of the world. And I completely regretted it. So what did you eat today at Sonic again?
A corn dog.
Corn dog.
With the grape slushy with nerd.
And did you get tater tots or fries?
Tater tots.
It's a big burp. What do you say?
Excuse me.
Very good. You got tater tots? And how are the tots?
Great.
Okay, so you had all that. What do you want to try next time?
Probably a milkshake.
Milkshake?
Because today was the first time ever trying it.
Yeah? It was good. I like Sonic a lot. Mm-hmm. How about this? Sonic or... Sonic or Potbelly? One or the other?
Potbelly.
Potbelly?
I've always liked their sugar cookie.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think there's a dessert that I like more than the sugar cookie or the chocolate dream bar at Potbelly.
If one of you workers for Potbelly are listening to this out there, I gotta say, I love Potbelly. Thank you for making the subs. They were great. I love them. And pretty much, thanks for making the sugar cookie. They were great.
If any reason that there's great. Someone from Potbelly listening to this, as crazy as it would seem, email us at potatosaladmarmalade@gmail.com. And Carter and I would love to send you pictures of us eating at Potbelly, because we like to eat at Potbelly quite a bit. And actually, we're overdue, so we'll do that soon. All right, so next part. Carter, today you went to someplace you have not been since you were an infant. You were probably in a stroller, or you're sitting upright at 3 years old in the front of a shopping cart.
Publix. Publix.
So how did you rank Publix versus Giant, the grocery store we go to in Maryland?
Publix, I gotta say, very great, because they actually have their own brand. Giant does too, but Giant, their stores aren't giant.
They're not giant. They're just average. They're just a store. Publix stores are big. This just turned into a commercial for Publix.
And Potbelly and Ski-Doo and Sonic and all the others.
Yep, pretty big. So, what did you get today at Publix? What were you looking for that you got? You got a bunch of stuff. What was the cereal you got?
Oreo eggs.
Yep, and you're probably going to try and have a bowl tomorrow for breakfast, aren't you?
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right, here we go. Now we're going to do some random ones. Ones that have nothing to do with our trip and where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
I want to name two candy bars. We're going to do a candy bar head-to-head showdown. Snickers versus Reese's.
I thought it was Snickers versus Zero.
Nope.
Zero candy bar, I gotta say, amazing. I love the white chocolate. I love the caramel and all the crunchy stuff inside it. It's amazing.
I didn't say Zero bar. Snickers versus Reese's. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay, but Zero is great.
Yes, that's great.
Great for me, but all the others in the family probably don't like it.
Okay, great. Snickers versus Reese's. Which do you pick of the two and tell me why?
Reese's.
Reese's peanut butter cups. Okay, what is it about Reese's peanut butter cups that you pick over Snickers bars?
Because they're shaped in like a cup, a squished down cup.
Okay, and that makes it delicious to you?
Yep.
That's a really awful...
Because I could just shove it down my mouth.
In your mouth? Did you know that I don't bite them, that I put them in my mouth and chew?
Wait, seriously?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just take them one big...
Well, then you're weird.
I know. You're finding this out today. I'm making a joke. All right. Next. Reese's versus Skittles.
Reese's.
Reese's versus Skittles. Oh my gosh. Okay. Reese's versus Nerds.
Nerds.
Nerds versus Zero Bar.
Zero.
Zero Bar versus Hershey's Bar.
Zero Bar. If you ever do a question that includes Zero Bar, it's going to be Zero Bar.
Zero Bar versus Cheeseburger.
Zero Bar.
Zero Bar versus Hamburger.
Zero Bar.
Zero Bar versus $10,000 cash.
Zero Bar.
Boy, you are cray-cray.
I'm not cray-cray. You are the cray-cray. You don't bite them. You just chew. You are the maniac.
I just offered you $10,000 against the Zero Bar. And you're like, yeah, no, I'm good. I just want the candy bar. I want to be left alone. All right, offer me a question. Go. Do an either or. Right off the top of your head, think of two for me.
Snickers or Reese's?
Snickers.
Zero Bar or Snickers?
Snickers.
Zero Bar or Zero Bar?
Snickers.
And Snickers wasn't an option.
I'm sorry. You want to know my favorite candy bar in the world?
What?
Score.
I thought it was Crunch.
No. Oh my gosh. Nestle Crunch? No, it's so gross. This is the grossest candy bar in the world. Ooh. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, that's it for that. Let's wrap up this segment here. We'll be back right after this advertising break here on Potato
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
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 Hey, this is Chris.
And this is Joe from the Curioso Podcast.
And we give our stamp of Curioso approval to the podcast that you're listening to right now.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning back in here to Potato Salad Mar. Ma.
Laid.
That advertising break and all the others here on the show. Keep the lights on, so we appreciate you sticking around and checking them all out. Carter and I were talking about this earlier, and if you haven't caught on already, we are actually on an extended vacation trip to Florida this week. And one of the things that Carter's enjoying the most is seeing his baby cousin Colton, who I actually am meeting for the first time myself. He's my baby nephew, and because of the pandemic, we were unable to see him for the first time. So it was my pleasure, and it's been an unbelievable joy to be able to hold my nephew for the first time.
Yep, and for my first time of holding him, amazing. I loved it. I loved it. I will keep hugging him while I hold him.
Yep, it has been really, I don't know, it's been great. It's very circle of life weird moment for me to just think about how great life has been and how healthy everyone is in my family and how fortunate we've been, and I'm just happy. So anyway, in that regard, Carter and I have been talking about good memories between the two of us and stuff that we've talked about. And one thing I'm very thankful for, this is going to be the I'm thankful for segment. One thing I'm very thankful for is that Carter and I have made it to and through 31 episodes of our podcast together and are still the best of co-hosting buddies, that we enjoy this show as much as we did on day one, and I'm very thankful for that, Carter. I don't know if you want to say something you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for that we made it to the number of flavors that Baskin-Robbins has of ice cream.
Ha, 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 ha. It's really clever. Oh man, you're a scotch. You're such a scotch. That's my boy. Yeah, but there's no USS Butterscotch.
Yeah, that already went.
That already happened. We already did that. Yeah, so no, I'm very thankful, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to see each other more in the future. The drive was long, but travel's a possibility going forward. So, real quick, Carter, one of the things that we're able to talk about was I want to get a review from you, if we can, of the drive. Talk to me a little bit about each state that we went through on the way down and give it a star review, 1 to 5, of what you thought of what you saw. So we know you've been in Maryland before, so we don't need to review that. But let's talk first about Virginia.
Virginia?
Yes. What did you think of Virginia?
I loved it.
Virginia's a very nice state. Looks very similar to Maryland because they're so close together in the region.
That is true. So 5-star rating for Virginia. And North Carolina, already know, terribly 1-star.
1-star.
Well, I do like the trees, so that's why I'll give it 1.
Because
it's beautiful there.
Why don't you give it 2 stars?
I'll give it 2. But the thing about it, why I give it like a 2-star rating, is because it's large. It's like it's just a giant barrier that's blocking us from getting to Florida.
Okay, what about South Carolina?
It's beautiful. It's very beautiful.
Okay, what's that rating?
1,000 stars.
1,000 stars. Consistency, it's there. Georgia, what did you rate Georgia? We pulled into there late at night to go to the hotel to sleep overnight and then get up early and drive off. What do you think of Georgia?
Savannah, Georgia, beautiful. Beautiful. Beautiful.
How many stars?
Infinity stars.
Infinity stars. Richmond Hill, Georgia, Savannah area. That's where we were. Infinity stars. Okay.
Yeah, we were
here
at
we are.
Red Roof.
We're back in Florida. We're in Florida. And what are we giving Florida? You're back home to where you were born.
Uh-huh. Well, I was born in Miami,
yes,
not Tampa.
Correct. So you're born in Miami, not Tampa. What do you give Tampa area? Stars. 1 to 5. 5 is amazing. 1 is doo-doo.
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 Well, 0 is doo-doo.
Okay, 0 is poo. What do you give it?
I give it more than infinity stars. 1,000,000
You give it the infinity stones and Thanos is coming for it?
No.
Thanos is coming to Tampa?
No.
That's where he's coming?
No.
Oh, gosh, I hope he's not, because I got to be honest with you, I'm not an Avenger. I'm a Revenger. Okay, so now that you've said your piece about that, of all the states you went through on the way here, including Florida, what is your favorite state that you went through? Because we stopped to go to the bathroom in all of them.
Well, not all of them.
No, actually, all of them. We stopped even in Maryland. Remember, we stopped at the beginning.
Well, no, we stopped in Baltimore.
Well, no, Baltimore is the opposite direction of where we went. We stopped in Maryland in the south, and then we just above D.C., and then we went to Virginia, everywhere on the way down.
So first we went D.C., so we literally went in D.C.?
We went everywhere.
Oh.
We just didn't go to D.C. We were around D.C. So, all right, pick. What was your favorite state?
Has to be the one I am in now.
Florida?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's nice to hear.
Dad, why don't we do the Patreon bake for potato salad marmalade?
All right, if that's what you want to do. We'll be right back. here on PSM.
Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind-the-scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout-out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
What did we learn this week, Dad?
I learned that salamanders crawl on the inside and the outside of people's lanais, but you can't always tell what side they're on.
I learned that it's not easy to grow a baby, or easy to get them on the back of the golf cart.
I learned that when you order a slushie with nerds in it, you're not supposed to take the straw and slurp it super, super fast, because you could choke.
I learned that we don't say goodnight, we say...
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-